Hey, welcome back. I gotta say, I'm proud of you. You've made it through 4 weeks so far, which means we are on day 29. That's a whole lot of days, especially to spend with me. So I appreciate your patience, and I hope this has been enjoyable up until this point, and more importantly, rewarding internally. But we still have 3 days left, and for these 3 days, this is going to be the completion stage, where we'll bring gratitude for all that has come before in our lives, all that is in this present moment, and all that's to come. And today specifically, we'll be focusing on gratitude for all that has come before. So just because we're at the end doesn't mean we're not going to settle in to start. So we'll continue as we always have been, inviting the eyes to close when you feel ready. Taking a nice deep breath. Letting the jaw soften, the shoulders, the belly. I'm feeling the goodness of just being a human. There's a lot to be grateful for here. You're breathing again, even if there's pain, sadness. All of this we can invite into our sphere of just, you're here another day. And if some of the pain is not accessible to our hearts, then it's okay just to focus on what you can appreciate, what is good in your mind, what is worthy of gratitude, and just dwell there. So I'll walk you through a reflection now. And for this, you can either let the hands go on your heart, or you can allow them to rest on your lap with your palms up. A posture that feels open and grounded. I want you to think back to your childhood, your earlier years, still in your single digits. And bring to mind one or a couple memories that were really powerful, that stuck in your mind, that were warm moments that you can reflect on. Feeling these memories in your heart. It's a place that you can go back to for warmth, for appreciation, for positive emotion. And now bringing to mind another memory along the journey, maybe in your teens, maybe in your 20s. And based on the timeline of your life, perhaps the halfway point between when you were born and how old you are now. And bring to mind another warm, positive memory, one that you're grateful for, appreciative of, something that stands out as a pivotal moment in your life at that point. Welcoming that into your heart, feeling the goodness of it, feeling the gratitude for it. And lastly, finding a moment within the last year, a memory within the last year that felt powerful, that you were appreciative of, that you have a lot of gratitude for. And now recognizing that there were a lot of moments that happened in between. a lot of good moments, and perhaps a lot of bad moments, and perhaps some more bad than good. However, this whole arc of your life, all of these moments leading up to where you are now, have become the foundation that you are standing on for who you are in this moment. If there is any capacity for appreciation and gratitude for what's here in your life, it's a product of what has happened before. And so we can honor the past. We can respect the past. We can be grateful for the past, for making us who we are today, for giving us the resources we have at our fingertips, and for instilling in us a hope that things could even be improved. So even if things were not good leading up to this moment in your life, there was still something that has pulled you this far along in this course to day 29. That means there's hope there. So something went well if that is still here for you. This moment is the beginning of the rest of your life, and everything that has preceded it has prepared you for here. So hold that whole journey in your heart for a few moments. Bow to it. You've made it this far. Being human is not an easy thing. But all of these elements, many of which are out of our control, are here to teach us lessons we need to learn, help us grow in ways we need to grow. They help us see our blind spots, and they help us develop resilience, grit, perseverance in the face of hardship. So I'm proud of you. I'm proud of your past. I'm proud that you've made it this far in the course. For tomorrow, we'll tune into the present. And for today, continue to feel the wave of your past behind you. It's supporting you. It's the wave that you're surfing now. It's been a big part of your life, but it doesn't define you. You're doing awesome. I'll talk to you tomorrow. And until then, take care.